this truth of my head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It turns out that a Republican pro-choice organization, they're called Republicans for Choice, Political Action Committee, has finally endorsed the candidate. They've endorsed the candidate for president. And it turns out that it's the exact same candidate endorsed by National Right to Life. So we have National Right to Life and Republicans for Choice, PAC, Political Action Committee, endorsing the same candidate. Now, who might that be? So let's think about that. We'll see if we could guess who that might be. And then also, we have this press release that I mentioned yesterday, making waves already. This is exciting. American Right to Life has put out a press release. It's gone out all over the country. And it's American Right to Life Movie Marathon. Expelled, go to the movies. So I'd like to share this with you. Yesterday, we just reported on it, and today I have it here in studio. American Right to Life members in Denver are holding a movie marathon, viewing every showing on opening weekend of Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, Friday through Sunday, April 18th through 20th. American Right to Life president Brian Rohrbaugh was contacted by the executive producer of Expelled, John Sullivan. By the way, if you go to their website, expelledthemovie.com, you'll see John Sullivan is one of the three executive producers. American Right to Life president Brian Rohrbaugh was contacted by the executive producer of Expelled, John Sullivan, 1 year before the start of production. In a three-hour meeting, Rohrbaugh encouraged the filmmakers to expose Darwinism's connection to genocide, including Nazism and other social ills. A sneak preview attended by American Right to Life members confirms that Ben Stein and the Expelled producers have courageously linked the teaching that men are advanced animals to the outcome of men behaving like animals. And then there's a quote here from Mr. Rohrbaugh. A number of school shooters from Columbine to Finland. You know, recently there was the horrific school shooting in Finland, the murders and a typical scenario. And in that crime also, the murderer gave credit to Darwin's origin of species and natural selection for the motivation for his crime. But let's get back to Brian Rohrbaugh's quote. A number of school shooters from Columbine to Finland justify their own wicked actions as being authorized by evolution and natural selection, giving them the right and even the obligation, as Klebold and Harris said in their basement videos, to murder those they deem weaker or inferior, said Mr. Rohrbaugh, whose son Danny was murdered at Columbine High School. After the Rocky Mountain News ran the autopsy finding that one of the murderers wore to the crime a T-shirt that read Natural Selection, the paper's editors showed themselves to be deceptive by reporting, quote, it is not clear what the shirt's inscription referred to, but there is a video game with the same name. As though they did a Google search on natural selection and the first thing that popped up was a video game. And as though they never heard the phrase and had no idea it had to do with stronger organisms killing the weaker ones. Never dawned on them. But of course, if they would have put that obvious connection, I mean, even if it was only a wild guess, it should have occurred to them, but that would undermine the entire secular, godless worldview of the public schools. And even though that godless, secular worldview is now expressing itself in an epidemic of young people who think their own lives and others' lives are meaningless and worthless, have no value, as they are taught by the world's leading evolutionists, then they're afraid to make that connection. So, of course, Ben Stein is courageous to make that connection in this age of political correctness. So Brian Rohrbaugh points out the Rocky Mountain News editors show themselves to be deceptive by reporting it is not clear what the shirt's inscription referred to. Okay, by the way, if you Google natural selection, oh, the video game is up high. It is up high. But of the millions of web pages that pop up on Google when you Google natural selection, millions of them have to do with evolution. Millions of them. But the Rocky Mountain News couldn't even pick that out of a hat. Okay, let's continue with the press release. UrbanDictionary.com accurately quotes one of the Columbine murderers as writing that they would, quote, kick natural selection up a few notches, unquote. And then there's a quote from Steve Curtis, vice president of American Right to Life. American Right to Life proudly promotes Expelled and encourages pro-lifers nationwide to see this historic film on opening weekend, said the vice president and former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. And then Curtis continued, fish eat other fish. Is that true? Do they do that? Fish eat other fish. Polar bears cannibalize their young. Even whales will eat their young, right? All kinds of animals eat their young. So fish eat other fish, polar bears cannibalize their young. Then Steve Curtis says, if man is an advanced animal, there is no right to life in a dog-eat-dog world. An intelligent designer, a.k.a. God, right? This is still Steve Curtis's quote. An intelligent designer, and he puts a capital I and a capital D, an intelligent designer, also known as God, created us in his image, and by his hand, even the tiniest human has the inalienable right to life. According to the group's website, AmericanRTL.org, American Right to Life's movie marathon, Expelled, Go to the Movies, will be held at Colorado's, now tune into this, especially if you're in Colorado, and maybe you could drop by and see some of these American Right to Life members, okay? American Right to Life's movie marathon, Expelled, Go to the Movies, will be held at Colorado's Arvada Old Town 14 movie theater from Friday, April 18th at 11 a.m. until the last showing Sunday evening, with some of our members seeing Stein's Expelled about a dozen times on opening weekend. That's just too cool. That's fun. If you're in Colorado, please pick a convenient showtime to visit our marathon and watch the movie with our members. Columbine Dad Rohrbaugh adds, Expelled is opening on 800 screens. Pro-lifers can ask other theaters to run the movie to hold their own marathons. That's true. If there's not a theater near you showing the movie, you could call up, go visit the theater manager, and say, you know, we want to have a movie marathon. My friends and I want to come to every single showing opening weekend. And if you will get Expelled to play on one of your 8 screens or 10, 12, 14 screens, one of your 76 screens, if you play Expelled on one of your screens, then we could come and have our marathon, our movie marathon at your theater. And a lot of theater managers will respond positively to that. That's happened to us already. We went to one theater and said, could you add the movie Expelled to the titles you're playing? And they said, you know what? Let's look into it. And sure. They said, sure. About an hour later, they said, we'd be happy to run Expelled. So praise the Lord for that. So that can happen for you, too. You can attempt that, and that'll help, of course, get this movie to a wider audience. Columbine Dad Rohrbaugh adds, Expelled is opening on 800 screens. Pro-lifers can ask other theaters to run the movie to hold their own marathons. The best minds in the world that promote evolution, appear in this movie, and we want everyone to see their superstitions and myths about mankind's origins. Whoa, that's good. Media contact, 1-888-888-ARTL, American Right to Life. That's a good press release. That's really encouraging. And it turns out among the American Right to Life members going to see this movie for the marathon is the founder of the Collaborators Project, Will Duffy, and the president of a Denver advertising agency. I'm not going to give the name of the agency or the president's name on the air, but he's all excited about this. And what a trip. You know, that's a neat advertising agency. And so the president is coming. Wow, showtimes are already online for Old Town 14. What's the first showing on Friday? We'll find out. 11:30 a.m. So if you want to be part of the movie marathon, please show up in Arvada at Wadsworth and what is that, about 52nd? And there is the Colorado Old Town, O-L-D-E, Old Town 14. This is going to be fun. So Friday, April 18th, about 11 o'clock, please show up if you can. And if you can't do the marathon, all 12 showings over the weekend, it'll cost everyone doing the marathon. You know, the average ticket is about $10. The matinees tend to be cheaper, less expensive. But it'll cost you about $100 for the tickets. And we are not going to sneak into the show. We're not going to go see the first show and then go in the restroom and wait and then come back out and sneak into the theater. Now, if you're part of the movie marathon, we're going to pay, of course, for every ticket for every showing we see. And this is a way to pull something through a distribution channel. You know, the marketers, they push. They push. Mark Mathis, is Mark Mathis one of the marketers of this? He's an associate producer. But they have the same motive marketing. The same marketing group that marketed The Passion is marketing Expelled, the same group. And so the marketing firm that's hired by the producers, they push the movie into the distribution channel and try to get, you know, 1,000 screens or more to play it. But as consumers, we can help pull. So as they're pushing, we're pulling. And the way to do that is to go on opening weekend. That is the most effective time, especially Friday and then Saturday, because the more people, the way the movie industry works, I'm sure you know, it's all box office and weekend box office and opening weekend, and that's the focus. And if a movie does well on opening weekend, then they increase the number of theaters it's showing in, and then it has a better chance at sustaining a significant impact in the box office. If it comes in the top 10, of course, it makes all kinds of news in the morning shows and all kinds of news magazine programs. And this will make news, believe me. Richard Dawkins from the UK snuck into the movie in Chicago. He snuck in. I thought they let him in. Turns out he just snuck in. He crashed the theater, and he's up in arms. He's beside himself because he's been exposed. So, wait a minute now. We just had a caller. We just had a caller who doesn't want to go online, but the caller said the big game, Natural Selection, that came out, that's popular on the internet, came out in 2002, 3 years after Columbine. And you know what? If that's true, I don't doubt it, because natural selection has become a term for Columbine. Do you know that? The Columbine murders are called natural selection. At Urban Dictionary, urbandictionary.com, if you go to urbandictionary.com and you look up natural selection, you'll find that there's a number of definitions for natural selection. And the third one is social Darwinism. The fourth one is the Columbine murders. That's the fourth definition out of quite a few definitions. I'm looking at all out of 12 definitions. The fourth one is another name for the Columbine High School massacre. And then they quote Eric Harris saying, "We will kick natural selection up a few notches." So this is, of course, the fruit of evolution teaching that human beings are animals. All right. So if you could come out, we are going to have a blast, and I'm committing to do this myself because I have more free time than I know what to do with. No, because this is worthwhile. You got Motive Marketing that promoted the passion. They're pushing this movie into the distribution channel, and those of us who are consumers, we can pull. We can pull, and we should, so that more people, in fact, millions of people, will find out that at the bottom of evolution, secular evolution, is a facade. It is superstition. It is mythology. Don't just ignore the man behind the curtain. Remember that from The Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's evolution. And these people who want everyone to believe that atheism has figured it out, atheism has not figured it out. And Brian Rohrbach has pointed out that the movie is opening on the opening weekend is during the Columbine anniversary. April 20th, 1999 was the Columbine anniversary, and that was on Adolf Hitler's birthday, of course. And the connection between, and this is why the executive producer first met with Brian Rohrbach, trying to lay out the idea and the scope of this. Okay, so Darwinism is a scam that's been foisted on the minds of people who don't think much. And so, but what does it matter? What it matters is when people are taught that we are animals, then they end up acting like animals, and fish kill other fish, and there's no repercussion. It's just the way of life for fish. And so young people increasingly kill other people. And they think there's no repercussion because it's just evolution. It's just the strong killing the weak and the inferior to help evolution even. Okay, so now we have, wow, this is an amazing thing. Republicans for Choice have endorsed the same candidate as has been endorsed now by National Right to Life. And that candidate is Republican John McCain. John McCain has been endorsed by Republicans for Choice for awfully good reasons. And I have here an article from lifenews.com. Their editor, Stephen Ertelt, wrote this article saying that National Right to Life supports John McCain because there's a significant contrast between him and the Democratic candidates. Now, that's not exactly the standard. I mean, there's a significant contrast between Planned Parenthood and Warren Hearn. Warren Hearn does late-term abortions. So does George Tiller in Wichita, Kansas. So what, if it was Warren Hearn versus Planned Parenthood, maybe National Right to Life, based on their moral relativism, someday they'll support Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood isn't quite as bad as the other abortionists. That's not the standard. God doesn't say, compared to wicked people and support one. That's not the standard. So what is the standard? Well, if you go to American Right to Life's website, AmericanRightToLife.org, and you look at their principles, the standard is the first, let me count the words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the first 10 words, to advocate enforcement of God's enduring command, do not murder. That's the standard. Now, John McCain, when is the last time he voted to allocate funds to kill a child by surgical abortion? When is the last time John McCain did that? Well, you have to go way back. He's been in public office for many years, right? You got to go way, way back to 2005 that I know of. October 27th, 2005, he voted, John McCain voted to allocate funds to kill a child by surgical abortion with tax dollars if the baby's father is a criminal. If the baby's father is a criminal, kill the baby. Now, he wouldn't support killing the rapist. No, the rapist, he would want us to care for the rapist. In fact, he would protect the rapist from being killed. So John McCain is like a standard liberal when it comes to a baby whose father is a criminal. They will protect and care for the criminal and kill the baby. God would have us execute the rapist and love the baby. Liberals will love and protect and care for the rapist and kill the baby. And that's John McCain. That is John McCain, and that's one of a dozen significant reasons why Republicans for Choice, Political Action Committee, have endorsed John McCain. So, and the case against him goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, Republicans for Choice point out that John McCain has never endorsed the Human Life Amendment. Never. John McCain wants to return the issue of child killing to the states so that some states can decide to kill kids. Some states can decide to build concentration camps and put Japanese people in them. Oh, no, John McCain would be against that, wouldn't he? Yeah, he's against that. Isn't that funny? John McCain doesn't believe in states' rights for collecting Japanese people in concentration camps during World War II, but he believes in states' rights for killing Jews. Oh, wait, he wouldn't take that position, would he? No, for lynching blacks, he would support states' rights. If Massachusetts wanted to lynch blacks, oh, he wouldn't do that? Oh, only when it comes to killing kids. Only killing kids, because he doesn't advocate enforcement of God's enduring command, do not murder. But he advocates, he even allocates funds to kill a child, a baby, if the baby's father's a criminal. Why? Because he doesn't believe in the personhood of the child, because he has no respect for God, the child's maker. He also has voted repeatedly to fund research to kill, to harvest the tiniest human beings. The tiniest human beings, embryos, little tiny human beings, little boys, little girls. John McCain repeatedly, to this day, votes for funding, tax dollars, to harvest baby parts for research. That's Mengele-like. And so the Republicans for Choice Political Action Committee, they've endorsed John McCain. They did this in February this year, 2008. They point out John McCain has never indicated his support for a Human Life Amendment. In fact, quite the opposite from John McCain's own 2008 campaign materials. He believes that the issue of abortion should be returned to the states. Okay, and of course that means he doesn't believe in the Constitution either, because the Constitution says that the states are required to provide equal protection under the law for every person, and that a person could be executed, but that would have to be by due process, and that person has the right to hear the charges against them and to have the accusers brought before them. The Constitution says you can't kill people, but they have to be convicted of a capital crime by due process. So John McCain doesn't have a commitment to the Constitution. If you think he does, you've been tricked, because people who set aside God's enduring command, do not murder, what does that mean? What that means is they make themselves God. And when someone makes themselves God, the only thing they commit to is themselves. That's their only true commitment to themselves. So John McCain is basically a liberal who's been treated like a statesman by the media, the mainstream media, for years, just like they did with Bob Dole. I mean, who's the biggest loser among Republican candidates, possible presidential candidates? It's Bob Dole, the guy who does Viagra commercials. Bob Dole, with his pet, does Viagra commercials with his pet and joking about it. He's the biggest loser in the Republican Party, but for 5 years prior to that cycle, the Republican nomination cycle, they treated Bob Dole like he was a senior statesman. With the utmost of respect, U.S. News and World Report, Time Magazine, Dan Blather, the evening network news shows, USA Today, they would go to Bob Dole for his sage advice. Why did they do that for 5 years? They like Republicans? No, they were trying to build up a Democrat who has a Republican and R after his name. A liberal, one of the biggest tax and spend liberals in the history of the U.S. government, Bob Dole. And so the media picked the Republican candidate for president. They've done the same with John McCain. The media treated John McCain like a senior statesman for years. And what has happened? We now have three Democrats who are vying for the presidency. Three. Now, Alan Keyes hopefully will run the Constitution Party. But we have these three Democrats. We have Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain. They're all pro-choice, and they're all running for president. So National Right to Life and Republicans for Choice, turns out they endorse the same candidate for president. And you'll get a choice. Unless you vote for Alan Keyes, you have a choice of three Democrats. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a fabulous school, pre-K through 12th grade, 500 students, 20 beautiful acres, Maranatha.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.